Hello there, this is Ed McCarty. Welcome to Hoofin' It Podcast with everything horses and livestock.
Hi, this is Jana Harrington-Barkus with Hoofin' It Podcast.
And this is Melissa Cowan.
Hey Melissa, who do we have with us today?
I'm excited. We have Lynn and Tyler from Horses for Mental Health team, and they have a campaign going right now. It's called Seen Through Horses Campaign to help nonprofits raise money for their foundations.
And we got to talk to them before, so yes. I'm super excited. Good for you. I can't wait to hear their progress and the people they've been helping.
Yes. And well, they're getting ready to do a kickoff, so this is going to be huge this
Perfect.
Year. Okay. Lynn and Tyler, are you there?
Yeah. Thank
yes.
you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Hi.
So tell us all about what's going on. Go ahead and just let us, you know, start from the beginning of what you guys have started.
Yeah. So we're in our third year of the Seen Through Horses campaign, which is a peer-to-peer fundraising and awareness campaign that we have created to empower and bring awareness to nonprofits that are incorporating horses into mental health and personal growth programs and services. So we started back in 2022, launching the first Seen Through Horses, and it was a little bit of a whirlwind getting it off the ground. And it went really, really well, and we were able to continue that on to a second year in 2023 in May during Mental Health Awareness Month. And then we're having this be an annual campaign that really shines a light on these incredible programs around the nation. So this year we have expanded to 81 nonprofit organizations that are a part of this year, and we are have even started our fundraising initiative quite yet, but we've been able to raise, or they've been able to raise $30,000 already. That goes directly to their nonprofit organizations and their programs to, you know, allow easier access or to have scholarships or really whatever they need to help their program grow and support more people.
That's fantastic. Oh my gosh.
Yes. And this is, isn't this the most nonprofits you've been able to help so far since you started this? Every year you've grown it a little bit more and a little bit more, right?
Correct. Yeah. So in 2022, I think we had around 45. And then in 2023, we had around 55-ish. And then this year, now it's about 80. And so it just keeps on growing, which is an amazing thing to see the sector come together and work together. And the campaign was built, and really Horses for Mental Health, the organization that is putting on this campaign, was built to convene like-minded people, celebrities, influencers, to support these nonprofit organizations. And I always say that, you know, working in the nonprofit sector for the past 12 years, that, you know, a lot of a scarcity mindset, you know, where's the next dollar coming from? But we've kind of flipped the switch, and you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, and that if we actually work together, we can create more awareness for the sector and programs and services, and also raise more money. And so it's been an exciting thing to have the sector work together, rally around each other, support each other, really for their benefit to help more people within their communities.
And when is the kickoff day? Tell our audience when that is.
Yeah, so it launches May 1st, all the way until May 31st, which is, it coincides with Mental Health Awareness Month across the nation. And we deliberately did this because, you know, this is already a talking point. Conversations are already going to be having, you know, around this. Organizations, media outlets, celebrities, influencers are all going to be looking at a way that they can promote mental health during this month. And we're really creating a platform to highlight this, not only mental health, but horses, incorporating them and the power and transformative power that they have through these incredible nonprofits.
So you and Lynn have training sessions for all the nonprofits that are chosen for this program. Why don't you share a little bit about how you help them learn how to fundraise?
Yeah, so we've created really kind of a program through this. Is we do have applications that kind of are launched in November and December. And this is a way that we can get the word out, obviously, to as many organizations as possible, but it also allows us to vet and make sure that the organizations that we are supporting are credible, that they're providing the right services, they are incorporating horses, they have a licensed social worker, or any and a website that's up and running, really just making sure that the quality of their program is to our standards. And when they are selected, we go into kind of a program with these trainings. We provide resources, videos. And so through those trainings, we not only train them on how to be as successful as possible for our campaigns, but we also pull in experts from different sectors, such as, you know, social media marketing or PR, public relations, communications, anything like this, so that it will, one, for sure benefit them during the Sing to Horses campaign, but also that it'll provide them services to benefit their organizations all year long. Mm-hmm. We don't want to gatekeep any information. We're not here to say, you know, this is only for us or it's only for these organizations. We are an open source nonprofit organization that wants to help everyone. And so we want to make sure that these programs grow so that they can continue to keep their doors open. But not only that, but they can expand and continue to help people and help more people.
This is fantastic.
It is. And so these speakers, you're able to reach out to them if you have questions or anything that you need. They help too. It's just it's a wonderful organization. And it's a lot of hard work for Lynn and Tyler and their crew, because you should see all the things that they put together, the videos that they've made, all the things that you can actually just take and put on your own website. It's just amazing what they've put together. And they're teaching you about marketing. I'm sorry, I'm taking over the conversation. Lynn, why don't you tell everybody what made you start this program?
Well, yeah, thank you. I love Tyler's our executive producer of the campaign and is the one who has the background and experience doing these types of large scale campaigns, convening everyone together. And so my background is I've been involved in the sector and training professionals for almost 30 years. I'm a mental health professional, and it's just been a big passion for me, this type of work and how horses can impact our mental health.
Hey, Melissa, let's take a quick break.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast is sponsored by
Better Equine, the manufacturer of BE saddle pads.
Bee Tree, pure and natural skin and body care products.
LE Quarter Horses and Cattle Company offers tune-ups, riding lessons, colt starting, cattle doctoring, day work.
And Living Life Ranch, located in Gardner, Kansas.
Now we're back.
Lynn Thomas and Jackie Palmer were the two original co-founders of Horses for Mental Health, which really was a multi-year kind of idea that they wanted to start for quite a while and kind of made a few roadblocks from here and here. But then at the right time, it all kind of came together. And so they pulled me on, and I became a co-founder as well. And really with the mission to, as I kind of mentioned before, to create a platform to bring as much awareness to these organizations around the country that are incorporating horses. And so it is something that is new, and it's been the first time that it's ever been done in the sector, is really pulling all of not only these nonprofits together, but businesses and mental health specialists, influencers, celebrities, anybody that really has a connection to a horse or mental health or both. And so that's what's been really special about this organization, is that there's so many people that want to help with mental health and that have had a connection with horses that they just have been able to say, hey, of course, and absolutely. And so it's been really fun to see the energy start off, you know, kind of maybe a little hesitant back in 2022, but see how we've grown and how now the foundation that we've been able to build is really exciting. And the momentum that we have is really great.
Well, we have interviewed several of the participants that have been a part of your program, and they have nothing but positive things to say, and they are so grateful for you.
Guidance.
Yes. Everything that you've done has just been so appreciative. They've had, several of them have mentioned that in our conversation. So, from nonprofits, I know that you know, everybody thanks you and is very appreciative of the time and energy that you guys take in putting all this together.
The resources that they can draw into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's always great to hear that. We're just here to support, and it's been a fun thing. And the resources that you're mentioning, it is really fun because really a big part of what we do at Seen Through Horses is also telling stories, because sometimes it can be difficult to understand how a horse can help. It might be an abstract idea for some if they're not in that sector or in the world or have never experienced it before. And so we definitely encourage any of your listeners to check out our YouTube page or our website. We have incredible stories. We share them through animated line drawings, and we also do featured films where we share personal stories that have touched lives, and whether it's veterans or a mom who's lost their daughter to suicide or any other kind of community or mental health challenge. But it's a beautiful way to kind of share those stories, and it's kind of an honor, or it is an honor for us to help promote that and have a platform to do so.
Yeah, and it is amazing. I've seen the videos and saw all that you provide, and it's such great quality, you know. I mean, it's professional, and a lot of people don't have that ability, but you're helping them by providing these professional videos and things to say, and it's just amazing. It is.
It really helps step up their programs and guiding them of goals.
Right.
Uh-huh. Let people see what can happen, you know, that aren't used to seeing and can't even imagine what can a horse do. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. neat.
It is neat. And then he and his team do these trainings. Like I said, you have these Zoom calls, and this helps you in your business grow even after this fundraiser. The things that they teach help people learn how to market themselves and how to write letters and communicate through social media in a professional way.
And Tyler, how many people do you have that help with all of this part of it?
We are a mean and lean machine, but we have about 4 of us on the team.
Perfect. And yeah, that group stays, you know, in communication and being able to put all this stuff out, and then knowing what the other person's doing. You can create a lot of things with a great small team.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're definitely blessed with an amazing team that we've been able to put together. Connie is a producer, as well as Autumn. They do a lot of the behind the scenes that you're seeing. And so it's really I think makes it easy though for us, because we do get to see the impact and the change that these organizations go through. And we hopefully, you know, it's great to hear that these resources are there, but we, you know, understand that. And I think it's critical to understand that the organizations that we provide help for and these resources, it's because a lot of them are also have small teams, and really they created their organization to be with horses and to help people. And so, you know, having a marketing team or having press releases, having all these email communications to donors, you know, it's a critical thing that all nonprofits have to do. But when you're short-staffed and you're maybe trying to do a grant at the same time, it becomes difficult. And so because of our sponsor with Zoetis Equine, they cover the cost of our operations and creating these resources. And that then kind of goes on to our organizations that we support, that they can then go and utilize these resources, not only for the Seen Through Horses campaign during May, but all the way throughout the year and beyond. And so, yeah, we're hoping that they utilize it, and that it is helpful. Kind of what we're creating as an organization is something much more beyond just the month of May.
Mm-hmm. And then there's something new that you have started this year, if I'm not mistaken, with the LLCs. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we did open up our application that Horses for Mental Health can be fiscal sponsors. So we have, I believe, about 5 organizations that are for-profit, and Horses for Mental Health is acting as a fiscal sponsor for them throughout the campaign. And this is just our way of, we understand that maybe not all of them are 501c3s, and opening up the opportunities for more more organizations or LLCs or, you know, for-profit, nonprofit can be involved.
Yeah, because the main thing is helping others mm-hmm. and being able to stay in business to mm-hmm. help others. So that's fantastic.
It's great. I know. I had shared that information with a few people that I knew that used horses for mental health, and I think they were going to reach out too. So it's great to get
amazing.
That awareness out there, isn't it?
It's been great.
Tell our listeners if they're interested in reaching out to your program. How would they reach out to you?
Yeah, the best way would be to visit our website at horsesformentalhealth.org. We have an ability, our contact information is on the website there. Also, you can subscribe to our newsletters. And then there's also just a vast amount of resources there. There's information about the campaign. You can see all the organizations that are involved this year categorized by state. So if you want to make a donation to one of them and you might not know them personally, but maybe you have a state that you want to support, it's easy to find there. So there's lots of opportunities, lots of great access and resources on our site. But yeah, again, that's horsesformentalhealth.org.
Perfect.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Tyler, for joining us. We're going to set up another call when this thing's over in May and let you share how everything turned out.
Yes, we'd love to hear.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's always so great to connect with you both. And yeah, we're excited for this year.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Subscribe with us to follow our podcast and please provide a review. We appreciate your positive feedback, which enables us to provide our free podcast to you. You can find links to their website at ehalnews.com.
Music provided by Ed Mahan. Copyrights by Everything Horses and Livestock.